Hi, this is Jen Lockman, and this is 5 simple steps to strategic planning success. Step number 3. Let's take a quick minute here to review where you've been and where you're going in the strategic planning process. First, you prepared for strategic planning. And then in step 2, you created your desired state. Now, in step 3, you're going to assess your organization's current state. So if we look at a map of the strategic planning process, you'll see that you started in this upper right-hand corner as you look to the future of your organization and what's possible. And today, you're coming back to the here and now and assessing your organization's current state. So where are you now? And what are the factors that are shaping your current state? This step of strategic planning can feel a little overwhelming and dense. So let's break down today's agenda into a simple and fun picture. Imagine that your organization is a fish swimming around in a fish tank and occasionally looking out to the outside world. In order to get a complete picture of your organization's current state, you have to look at these 3 layers. First, the outside world. For your organization, this represents the macro forces that are at play that could affect what you're doing. Maybe that's politics and legislation, economic forces, societal trends, or technological advances. Next, you've got the waters that you swim in. Here you'll find your clients or the people that you serve, your donors, your competitors. Those are teeth, by the way, not a mustache. And lastly, your collaborators. So what's going on with these people who surround your organization that could affect you and what success looks like? And lastly, the fish, your organization. Here you look at what's going on internally among your staff, your board, and throughout the infrastructure of your organization. So today, in this video, we'll start from the outside and work our way in, breaking down each of these phases so that you know the questions you need to answer and the pitfalls you need to avoid to get a complete picture of your organization's current state. To get a sense for what's going on in that outside layer, you're going to conduct an environmental scan. In an environmental scan, you'll determine the political, economic, societal, and technological factors that affect your organization. Phew, sounds like it could be a big job, right? Well, today I'm going to break it down into 4 simple questions that you need to answer in your environmental scan. First, what's relevant? You don't have to know everything that's going on in the world, only the parts that affect your organization. So what federal, state, and local legislation has an impact on what you do? What are the trends in charitable giving and donation technology that may affect your donors and how they give to your organization? Second, what's likely? So once you've figured out what's relevant, what's likely to happen within each of those relevant areas over the next 3 to 5 years? What are the major trends? And what are the experts forecasting will happen in the future? Next, what's emerging? It can be easy to overlook brand new or emerging trends because they're probably not affecting you yet. But if you can be the first organization to really notice them and adapt what you're doing in response, you will gain incredible competitive advantage. So what's new that's getting your attention, or should be? And last, what's it mean for you? So if you just do the scan and collect a bunch of information, you're really only doing half of the work here. The second half of the work is to interpret what these trends mean for your organization and what impact they could have. Okay, so a couple of words of caution here. First, do not skip this step. So many organizations dismiss this step because they don't think they have the resources to do it, or maybe it just sounds boring. If you don't have a lot of time to dedicate to this step, you can still complete a simple environmental scan with input from your board or other experts and a few quick Google searches. Second, make sure you collect both qualitative and quantitative data here. You can get your qualitative information, what people believe, sense, and predict, from your board, your staff, advisors, and bloggers in your field. You can get your quantitative data, the numbers and the stats, from the news, industry publications, reports, and Google. Once you know what you're looking for, I guarantee you if you do a simple Google search, you'll find what you need. Once you've completed your environmental scan, you're ready to jump into the fish tank and take a look at your clients and your donors. Now, I don't want to gloss over competitors and collaborators entirely, but we aren't going to focus on them in this video. So getting back to your clients and your donors, there are five main questions that you need to answer to make sure you're building a strategy that meets the needs and the desires of your clients and your donors. So start with your clients, work through these five questions, and then do the same with your donors. First, what clients and donors do you serve now? What criteria do they use to assess you? So jump into their shoes for a minute and think about what they really want from your organization and how they decide if they're satisfied with you or not. How do you think you're doing? How do you know? So are you basing this on a gut feeling, informal feedback, observing their behaviors, or have you gotten more formal feedback, maybe through a survey or a questionnaire? And lastly, what do you want to do better and or differently? So now that you've reflected on how you're doing in the eyes of your clients and your donors, think about what you might want to change. In your answer, include any new client or donor groups that you may want to serve. If you've answered these five questions thoroughly and thoughtfully, then you're on a great track to build a strategy and to provide services that answer the needs of your clients and your donors. However, I want to be clear here. This is not a thorough market analysis. So if you're a new nonprofit, or if you're looking to enter a new market or provide new services, then you'll want to conduct a much more thorough market analysis to understand what your potential clients need and what services are already being offered so you can find that perfect niche in your market. All right, guys, we are entering the final stretch of today's video as we move on to internal analysis. Internal analysis is a two-step process. First, collect your data. So what are the vital stats that will tell you how your organization is doing? This can consist of a historical profile. What are the major milestones in your organization's history? Performance metrics. What have your goals been in the past? And have you been hitting them? Financial metrics that will tell you about the overall financial health of your nonprofit. Are you raising the money you need to deliver your services? And are you operating at a gain or a loss year on year? The data only gives you part of the picture, so next you're going to gather perspectives. So if you're leading the strategic planning process, you probably have a pretty good view of where your organization is and what's working and what's not, right? Well, it's important to recognize that this is just one perspective, and your coworkers, your board members, maybe your clients will all have different perspectives and ideas about what's working and what's not. So in just a moment, I'm going to introduce you to an exercise that will help you gather these diverse perspectives. And when you go off and do that, I want you to remember three things. Be open. People with different perspectives are going to have different opinions. Make space for and value all of the different voices in the room. Don't take things personally, especially if this organization is your baby. If you have poured blood, sweat, and tears into your nonprofit, it's never easy to open yourself up to criticism, but you're doing it for the sake of taking your nonprofit to an even higher level. So don't take people's criticisms and opinions personally. Make it safe for people to be honest. It's not easy for people to speak their mind, especially if their boss is in the room. Make it a little bit easier for them by being honest and vulnerable yourself, and by really hearing what they have to say. You can also break people up into smaller groups, or even safer than that, you can collect anonymous survey feedback so that people feel it's as safe as possible for them to say what's on their mind. All right, it's time again for you to take all of this great learning and turn it into action. Below, you'll find a PDF worksheet that's going to take you step by step through a force field analysis. And for all of you that have done strategic planning before, the best news of all is that it's not another SWOT analysis. Download the worksheet now and schedule a meeting with your planning team so you can be one step closer to strategic planning success. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next video when we're going to start to bridge the gap between where your organization is now and where you want to be. Did you like this video? To see more like it and to get free tips delivered straight to your inbox, go to lachmanco.com and sign up for our free email updates. And please share this video with your friends and colleagues.